Joining us, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, another big win for your team here today. A great comeback by your team. And I talked to Whitney Wavoda between the second and third period during that intermission, and I asked her, I said, well, what was the difference? She said, well, we just didn't panic. Your team has found a way to not worry about the other team, but worry about how they were playing, and they sure came out in that second period flying. What did you tell them?
Well, obviously, the Summer Thibodeau's goal was huge. I mean, you score the last minute of any period is always a big goal, and to, you know, to cut the lead in half 2-1 was I thought the key goal of the game. And we just talked about it, and I told him, I said, my message would have been the same regardless, that we just got to keep playing the game. There's no reason to change the way we're playing. We certainly don't need to panic. We don't want to start forcing things. Just take what they give us and just keep playing hard, keep moving our feet, keep moving pucks, keep getting pucks to the net. And, you know, there's some great individual efforts, obviously. You know, the tying goal, you know, just a hard-working goal that, you know, Lauren Miller loses a glove, and Kevin Duffy, our equipment man, deserves an assist because he was quick with it. As she came flying by the bench, he gives her a stick, and, you know, she winds up putting that puck in with just the one glove on. And then, obviously, Steph's goal was she just powered that thing in the net after a great individual effort by Tugi. She hits the crossbar, and Steph followed up. And then that fourth goal is just beautiful. I mean, we win a draw, and it's D-to-D, great neutral zone transition. And we you know, hit Lauren flying up the wall, and she just makes a great shot. So real proud of the team. Again, we didn't get down. It was the goals they scored weren't so much what they did. We were trying to make plays, and you know, they got a lucky bounce, and that's going to happen in hockey. But, you know, we didn't panic. We just kept playing the game, and we got the result we needed.
Whitney Wavoda with three assists today. I know she wished she would have gotten some goals there, but obviously she's making big plays. She looks awfully good, and I asked her what it was like to play out in front of her family here, because I know her dad made the trip from Fairbanks, and she actually said she doesn't like playing in front of her family. Typical wit, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that sounds like a wit answer. But yeah, she was real, real good tonight. And, you know, Lauren, I thought, had a great weekend, and Summer gets a big goal. So, that line, you know, they scored. I know the one was a power play, but that, you know, that they accounted for three of the four goals. So, that was nice to see.
Your defense also coming up big today. Again, penalty kill. You didn't have to do much. You guys had a lot of power play opportunities. You went 1-for-5. So special teams sort of was a factor, but not really in the sense of the defensive side.
Well, yeah, it was. We didn't get any penalties in terms of. Well, I think they had a real short power play, about 10 seconds, mm-hmm. and maybe not even that, because
no.
There was a penalty that they caught.
It was like 3 seconds.
Yeah, that was another thing that was really nice to see, is we were disciplined, stayed out of the box, but the one power play goal we got was a big one. It tied the game, and you know, we. And it's not so much the percentage. If you can be plus one on the special teams at the end of a game, that's certainly going to help you.
Another 42 shots on net for your team. How much confidence does that give your team going into a series next weekend against Minnesota, getting all those shots?
Well, you know, it's every weekend's different. You know, it's week to week in this league, and certainly we know Minnesota's got an outstanding team, and I'm sure they haven't given up 40 shots in a game in a long time. So. You know, it's not necessarily the amount. It's how many you can put by their goalie. And, you know, we're going to enjoy this one. It's going to be a fun bus ride home. We came down here. We needed 6 points. We got them. You know, not sure what's going on around the league. But, you know, bottom line is, you know, we're playing good hockey at this time of the year, and that's what we want to be doing.
Coach, I have to congratulate you, obviously, and your team. 13 WCHA wins, that's the most in program history in a single season, and 18 wins surpasses that previous record of 17 wins in a single season. So you become the winningest first-year head coach for the BSU Beavers. It's got to feel good, doesn't it?
Well, it feels real good for the players on the team, because that's what it's all about. You know, it's all they're doing. They deserve all the accolades for achieving those kind of records, because they're the ones playing. Like I said all along, it's a great locker room, and you know, I couldn't be more proud of them, couldn't be more happy for them.
Coach, enjoy the wins. We'll see you on the bus and some ice cream.
Sounds good, Kelly. Thanks.